Dr. Ashton Carter went before the Senate Armed Services Committee yesterday for his confirmation hearing to become the next Deputy Defense Secretary. If he's confirmed, Committee Chairman Carl Levin told him Congress will need to hear back from him almost immediately about DOD's comprehensive budget review, a process the Pentagon's undertaking to present options on how to cut $400 billion in planned defense spending over the next 10 years. Levin says the Congressional Supercommittee has asked the Armed Services Panel for spending cut recommendations by mid-October so they can try to come to a consensus on where to cut overall government spending over the next decade.
If the joint committee, which has been appointed, cannot reach agreement, and if a sequester is triggered, then there could be additional cuts approaching $600 billion. Over 10 years.
Carter's testimony came on the same morning that the supercommittee held its first meeting. The sequestration scenario is one that DOD desperately wants to avoid. Carter says because of that, DOD wants to work much more closely with Congress on the coming year's budget than it has in past budget cycles.
This is a circumstance that's unprecedented, and we can't get through it and do the right thing unless we are in close consultation with the Congress. And that means that the way we would normally do budget business, we're going to have to change this year. And so I certainly pledge to you, if confirmed, that close consultation. But the important thing, Secretary Panetta has made that quite clear.
Carter promised Senators DOD will finish its comprehensive budget review by the end of the year and provide it to Congress. It will include an assessment of the options before lawmakers as they assess where to trim defense spending and the consequences of those cuts. Carter says they'll also include an assessment of what sequestration would mean. He reiterated Defense Secretary Leon Panetta's assertion that the extra $600 billion cut would be devastating for the military.
And I say devastating not lightly, but in light of two things. One is the scale. 600-ish billion dollars on top of what we're facing already, which would take us to a total reduction over the next 10 years of in the neighborhood of $1 trillion. So just the scale of it alone would lead us to have to consider truly draconian things, abandoning major weapon systems, furloughing civilian employees, abruptly curtailing training because we couldn't pay for fuel and so forth. That's the scale. The other thing that is that it's arbitrary. It's across the board, meaning it deprives us of the opportunity for strategic choice. It puts a haircut across everything. So you get yourself into a circumstance where, for example, you can't buy three-quarters of an aircraft carrier or three-quarters of a building. So both in the size and in the nature of the sequester, I think that word applies.
As DOD goes through the budget assessment, Carter says all options are on the table. That includes the political third rail issues around military pay and benefits. A preliminary report from the Defense Business Board this summer caused a stir when it recommended DOD convert its 20-year pension system to a 401k-style savings plan. Its final report is expected sometime this month. DOD has also tried repeatedly to increase the amount that working-age military retirees pay for their health care premiums. Some of those changes are expected to go into effect next year. At the hearing, Senator Lindsey Graham, who's also an Air Force reservist, was a rare voice in favor of some changes to pay and benefits.
Most of the defense budget's personnel cost. When you want to reform retirement, count me in. I want to do it in a humane, generous way, but it needs to change. When you want to adjust TRICARE premiums for people like myself who are going to be a retired colonel one day, count me in, because even though you serve and you sacrifice, you still have, I think, the ability to serve in retirement. So we're not going to ask more of the retired force they can give, but change has to come. And I think you're an ideal choice to be Deputy Secretary of Defense, and I look forward to supporting you.
Carter says pay and benefits changes are among a host of issues the Defense Secretary is now examining that never would have been considered absent the threat of huge budget cuts.
Like everything else, compensation and benefits has to be on the table, but this is the only but he's made to that general guidance to us. Don't break faith with the force. And that would mean significant, abrupt changes that would affect the understanding and the deal made between service people and us when they entered service. That is not somewhere he wants to go.
Panetta has said any changes to retirement would be phased in over time and that current military members would be grandfathered in. Although budget issues were front and center at Carter's confirmation hearing, he also took some grilling from senators on DOD acquisition issues. He's currently the undersecretary in charge of acquisition. New Hampshire Senator Kelly Ayotte wanted to know how DOD could find savings by driving harder bargains in its contracts.
I think a third-year law student could negotiate better terms than we have been negotiating at the Department of Defense. What can we do to make sure that we are negotiating better terms for our country, better results?
There's so much we can do to do better, and I think the place I'd start, Senator, is with the people. Our acquisition workforce, uniformed and civilian, who does this kind of work, and I really meant it when I said it earlier, when we back them up and we say we expect you to negotiate a better deal than a third-year law student could negotiate, they want to hear that. They want to do the right thing. They want to be backed up by us, and they know that the power of the purse resides ultimately in the Congress. So when they hear you asking for the same thing, it helps us.
And on the recently released final report of the Commission on Wartime Contracting, Carter says he agrees with many of their findings. The panel found DOD lost up to $60 billion to contracting waste and fraud in Iraq and Afghanistan.
It's extremely well done. We've been working with them side by side. I think we're trying to work off the same list of recommendations that they have. It points to a problem that is a very serious one, and I thought it was a good piece of work, and almost all of their recommendations made a lot of sense and were things that we either were doing or should have been doing.
Carter says DOD's acquisition issues have been caused by many factors, including a deterioration of its acquisition workforce and what he calls a habit of mind that developed over the last decade that led Pentagon leaders to think their budget would continue to grow forever and more money would always be available. No member of the committee expressed opposition to Carter's nomination as deputy secretary. Levin said he hopes for a speedy confirmation by the full Senate. In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.